New research out of UNC's Frank Porter Graham Child Development Institute has found that just a year of early education and care in a high-quality program, specifically a program called EduCare, can bring very strong benefits for infants and toddlers in poverty. That includes improved language skills, better interactions with parents, fewer problem behaviors. The study was a multi-state study that was led by Noreen Yazajan, who is the senior research scientist at the FPG Child Development Institute, and Dr. Yazajan joins us here in the studio now. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So that was the short version of the study, but what did the study entail? How was it conducted?
Yeah, you did a great job summarizing it. I feel like I don't have to say much
more about
it. I was
reading from
it.
The first paragraph of this release here,
That's great.
I can't take too much credit.
Yeah, so basically, EduCare is a high-quality early childhood program. There's a nationwide network of EduCare schools, 21 schools currently. We conducted this study in 5 EduCare schools that had been implementing the model for a good while, so we felt that they were implementing it well. And children were randomly assigned to either attend an EduCare school or receive care somewhere else in their community. And we've been following these kids. We're going to try to follow them through age 5. But the results that you were referring to were about a year after the children were randomized to the study. So they were about 2 years old, so after about a year of having EduCare.
So what was the degree of difference here?
Well, so it was statistically significant,
okay.
Is what we say. So like you said, there were higher English language skills, significantly fewer parent reports of problem behaviors among the children. And mm-hmm. then we did videotapes of parent-child interactions, and we found significantly more positive parent-child interactions among the children, and mostly mothers, but parents whose children attended EduCare compared to the children who did not attend EduCare.
And we're talking about that particular program, EduCare. Is this a finding that's specific to EduCare, or is it something that can be extrapolated for just early childhood education in general?
Well, our findings are specific to EduCare. That's what we've studied. But this finding has been seen in other studies, going back as far as the Abecedarian study, which was also conducted at Frank Porter Graham back in the late 60s, early 70s is when that study started. And that study has followed kids, through age, I think, 40
now. Yeah, that's still going on, right?
Yeah, it's still going on. So other programs have found associations between high-quality programming and children's positive outcomes. So we add to that literature with a more diverse sample than has been studied before. Most of these kids were in inner-city programs, and about half were African American, half were white, about a third were Hispanic. So it's a more diverse population than, for example, the Abecedarian study. So we're finding this with a more up-to-date context.
Speaking with Noreen Yazajan, senior research scientist at the FPG Child Development Institute at UNC, and we're talking about students whose families face significant challenges in terms of poverty. How significant is that problem in terms of parents who have kids and are struggling with poverty and sort of challenges in terms of education, challenges in terms of behavioral issues in school? How big is the problem that needs to be overcome?
Well, yeah, poverty certainly is a huge problem. Children who come from low-income families start school behind their peers and never catch up. In fact, if anything, the gap increases as they go through elementary school. So what we are finding is if we can get to those kids early, and in this study, we started with infants and toddlers, and generally what we are hoping is that the earlier the better. If you can intervene with kids early, you can set them on more positive trajectories and hopefully avoid that gap starting at school entry. So we're going to follow these kids. We don't know what we're going to find. So far, all we know is at age 2, they seem to be doing better than the control group. But we're hoping that a program like EduCare can really set kids off on positive developmental trajectories starting early and hopefully not have those severe gaps that we see for kids in poverty.
And we're talking about EDUCARE, and there's 21 of them across the country. And the study that you did was EDUCARE schools in Chicago, Milwaukee, Omaha, and Tulsa, right? So are there any near Chapel Hill or any in North Carolina or similar programs to that in and around our area?
The closest EDUCARE to us is Washington, D.C. has an EDUCARE. That's probably the closest. There's also one in Atlanta. So far, there's not one in North Carolina. There have been talks about trying to start one here, but it takes a pretty big effort because it is a public-private partnership. Programs need to blend their funding and really have the commitment of the, you know, the school district, the Head Start programs, all the different education institutions in the area. So it is a big undertaking. And then it also, a thing that's unique about EDUCARE is it brings in local philanthropy to really raise the bar on quality. So you need some big bucks to really get one going. So, you know, for example, in Omaha, they are partnering with the Buffett Early Childhood Fund, which is Warren Buffett's daughter, Susie. So that's where they get their money from. So each local EDUCARE has a philanthropist that kicks in the extra money that they can use to really raise the quality of these programs higher than what you would see in a typical childcare program.
Are there other similar programs out there like EDUCARE?
Well, there are other programs that you know, claim to be high quality. I haven't seen results from other programs like this, but there are others, and certainly Head Start is a high quality program for early childhood education. And in general, like I said, the EDUCARE programs try to bring in additional money so that they can raise their quality even higher than what you would see in a program like that.
Speaking with Noreen Yazajian again, UNC's Frank Porter Graham Child Development Institute, fpg.unc.edu is the website, right?
Sounds
I had to remember that off the top of my head. So what are the implications here? What do parents need to know? What do educators need to know? What do policymakers need to know on the state level and on the local level?
So parents, I guess in general, what parents would get from this is, you know, if you're going to put your infant in center-based care, you're going to try to find the highest quality that you can. Policy implications sort of follow from that, which is that there is really limited high-quality care, especially for infants and toddlers. I don't know, you know, parents out there with infants and toddlers probably know this, even in the Chapel Hill area, it's really hard to find high-quality care that doesn't cost your whole, you know, savings account. So for policymakers, the hope is that this will generate increased interest in really supporting high-quality early care settings like EDUCARE or other settings like that, just particularly for infants and toddlers.
And again, fpg.unc.edu is the Frank Porter Graham Child Development Institute's website if you want to find out more about this study and other projects that are still ongoing. Before we let you go, what else do people need to know about this study or other information that people ought to know about early childhood education?
Well, the findings that we found in this study in terms of language skills and problem behaviors and, you know, positive parent-child interactions, these are really the foundation of later success in school. So if we can impact these things early, we do hope that we can increase the chances of children's success in school and in life generally. And, you know, again, just hoping that these findings can provide new evidence to convince policymakers to increase investments in early education, again, particularly for the youngest children.
And again, that's not this project, but the Ava Sedarian project has had incredible findings about that for decades, about the impact of just early childhood education having an impact for years and years down the road.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. In terms of, you know, all domains of a person's life, health, you know, employment, of course, dropping out of school, those sorts of things. So, yes.
fpg.unc.edu is the website. Found out more. Noreen Yazajian, thank you so much.
Thank you.